Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. I hope you can hear me first of all, because here I'm at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Got a police helicopter hovering right above the ground, obviously with the fans filtering out onto the streets of North London. It's never a pretty sight out there at the end of these sort of games. And the police helicopter is right above the ground, which I'm sure you can hear. And the lawnmowers are out on the pitch as well, or they're about to be out on the pitch as well. So hopefully you can hear me all right. But what an unbelievable derby this one has been. Arsenal have won it, just 3-2 coming out on top here against Spurs in a game of such a strange game. Honestly, I don't even know how to start summing this one up. 3-2 Arsenal, 3-0 up at half-time. Didn't think they were very good in the first half at all, Arsenal, to be fair. I thought they looked really unusually nervy, especially defensively, where they've been so solid at times. I thought Tottenham created a lot of problems for Arsenal, a bit of better finishing, and Tottenham easily could have had a couple of goals, and yet Arsenal went in 3-0 ahead. And then the second half, I thought Arsenal actually played much, much better. I thought they were a better team. I thought Tottenham were far less threatening than they were in the first half, and yet it was them who scored two goals in the second half. Arsenal scored none, and it ended up being 3-2. It's just a really, really strange game, I suppose. A real sort of high-intensity game, as you would expect, given what was at stake for both teams. And with the North London derby, you can just never call it. It's such a crazy game. It's always so high scoring. And at the end of the day, the performance really doesn't matter in these games. It's all about the result. And Arsenal have got what was an absolutely huge result for them today. You saw them celebrating in front of the delirious away end at the end, running over to celebrate. They knew how big it was. None of them are going to care about what happened in the last 20 minutes and how nervy it got at the end through their own doing as well. Both Tottenham goals, you know, Arsenal absolutely gift-wrapped both of them. Really, first from David Raya, who we'll speak about a little bit later on, and then with Declan Rice giving away a penalty. But they held on in that last nervy sort of 6 minutes of stoppage time. Spurs had a series of set pieces, which he thought, you know, they could set up a grandstand finish, but Arsenal dealt with it pretty well, to be fair, that last 6 minutes and saw out the game. You could just see what it meant to the players, to the coaching staff as well. They've done what they had to do, and that's what it's all about for Arsenal at this stage of the season. They've just got to keep winning and hope somewhere Manchester City slip up. By the time you're watching this or listening to this, you might well know what's gone on at Manchester City's game against Nottingham Forest, which is kicking off pretty much as I start recording this, I think. So we'll have to wait and see if Forest can do Arsenal any favours. You doubt it, but you never know. And again, it's just all Arsenal can do, and it's what they've done since they've come back from Munich, and it's just keep winning. They won at Wolves, beat Chelsea 5-0. They've come and won here, and that's what it's about. And they've just got to hope somewhere that someone can do them a favour when it comes to Manchester City. But they deserve an awful lot of credit, I think, Mikel Arteta's side, for the way they've come here. Well, just the way they've come back from the disappointment of what happened in Munich. I think they deserve a lot of credit. Their season could have crumbled. We've seen what's happened with Liverpool recently in the title race, and that could easily happen to Arsenal, but they've showed an awful lot of character to bounce back from the Bayern Munich game and pick up 9 points from nine. And you think about how this game played out. You know, Arsenal played how many matches in a space of 2 weeks? Tottenham had had 15 days rest to prepare, nothing but prepare for this match. And they sort of, they dealt with that well, and yeah, and they got the win. It was, as I said, it's such a hard game to sum up. I mean, the first half was genuinely really, really crazy, I thought, because we've seen Arsenal look so controlled at times this season, well, for the majority of this season, and not really give their opposition anything. But it was the polar opposite in the first half. The Spurs looked really, really threatening. They played really well. They pressed well. And they caused Arsenal a lot of problems, especially from set piece. Romero could have scored twice, put one header wide, hit the post with another header, which he really should have done better with, to be fair, in that instance. Son missed a really good chance. That was at 3-0 when the ball went over the top. And, you know, when Son's missing a chance like that, you know things are going your way, really, in the first half, as they did for Arsenal. But they just picked Tottenham off when they needed to. The first goal was an own goal, mad from Højbjerg. I don't know what he was doing, just got his header all wrong from Saka's corner. Really good delivery from Saka, but Højbjerg got his header all wrong. The second goal was quality from Arsenal. Kai Havertz played a superb ball on the counter-attack. Tottenham had been appealing for a penalty. Arsenal broke it, ended up with Havertz. He played a great ball to Saka. Saka's first touch was fantastic. Ben Davies, I don't think, covered himself in glory in that incident. You know what Saka's going to do. He's going to cut inside on his left foot. Davies allowed him to do that. It was a brilliant finish from Saka into the bottom corner. That made it 2-0. And then Kai Havertz scored the third just before half-time. Declan Rice putting in the corner right under the crossbar. And Havertz was there to head home. You know, not the first time we've seen Vicario struggle to deal with a corner like that. He didn't really come off his line. Ben White did what Ben White always does. Vicario couldn't really deal with it. And it was 3-0. But it's strange, I was talking down in the press room with some of the other reporters around here, and you just felt that despite the fact of being 3-0 and the fact Arsenal, for so much of the season, have been so solid, you still felt that Tottenham had a really good chance to get back into this game because of the way the first half had panned out. But then the second half, I thought Arsenal actually played really, really well and looked like if anyone was going to score, it was going to be them to make it 4-0 and not Spurs to make it 3-1. But then David Raya just had a... I don't know. It was just a crazy, crazy moment. I don't know what he was thinking. You know, under no pressure, ball at his feet. He went to play the ball out, just got it all wrong. I think he must have been caught in two minds about who to pass to. And in the end, he just passed it straight to Christian Romero at the edge of his own box. Romero took a touch and finished it really, really well. And it was 3-1 and suddenly Spurs had a lifeline. And then you knew it was going to be a difficult ending for Arsenal. But they coped with it pretty well. And it got to 87 minutes and it looked fairly comfortable for them. And then Declan Rice just... booted Davies. He didn't see Davies coming. It was one of those ones, the ball was dropping over his shoulder. He didn't see Davies coming. He went to clear the ball, but instead Davies got there first and then Declan Rice just booted him. It was a definite penalty. I don't know how Michael Oliver didn't give it in real time. It was a clear penalty. And Son, you know, was never going to miss that. He was always going to stick it away and he stuck it away into the top corner. Raya went the right way, but couldn't get a glove to it. And then it was just all about, you know, how are Arsenal going to deal with this? How are they going to cope with what's coming? You knew there was going to be a barrage of balls into the box. Tottenham did that. They had a few set pieces. To be fair to David Raya, and obviously I'm going to give him, I'll go through my player ratings in a bit, but, you know, after what happened, he could have easily lost his head. But I thought David Raya for the final 20 minutes was absolutely excellent, especially after making the mistake that he did. He dealt with everything, every cross that came in. He claimed it. He was aggressive. And I thought he did really, really well, given his head must have been all over the place from his error. And so all those set pieces, all the crosses that Tottenham swung in, either someone got their head to it or Raya came out and claimed it and they saw it out, got the win. And I got a video, if you've not seen it yet, go over to my social media. I've got a video on there of the celebrations at full time and the players running over to the away fans. And, you know, they knew how big this was. They knew how important it was to see the game out and to ride the pressure that Tottenham were throwing at them. And to get the win come the end of the season, providing, I suppose, it doesn't go down to goal difference and Arsenal end up losing by a goal or something like that. It's just all about the result at this stage. You've just got to win. It doesn't matter how you win. You don't really look back at the record books at the end of the season in those final five games and look at the actual manner of performances. You just look at the results. And Arsenal have got 3 wins out of 3 and they've done all they can do. And it's all now down to whether Manchester City slip up. If they don't, then they're absolutely, obviously, they win the title. If they do, then you think Arsenal have given themselves a really good opportunity since they've come back from Munich with these 3 successive Premier League wins, which were really, really impressive.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, player ratings time. As I said, it's just it was such a strange game in terms of how it went and the performances, but I'll go through the player ratings. So we'll start with David Raya, who obviously made a huge, huge error, massive error, that gifted Spurs away back in the game. It was just, you know, you can't be doing that. Obviously, you could see how it meant. At the end of the game, he went over to the away fans and he held his hands up like that and he gave his shirt away. You know, he knew what a big moment it could have potentially been. But to his credit, as I said, I thought his response to it was really, really solid. He was excellent in that final 20 minutes under the sort of pressure that Tottenham did put him under. I gave him a 5 out of 10. I think it's hard to give him anything bigger than that because of such a, higher than that because of such a massive, massive mistake. So David Raya gets 5 out of 10. Ben White, I thought, was a really strong performance from White. First against Werner. Werner then went off injured, and I thought he played well against Johnson. He's just a player in really good form at the moment, Ben White. So he gets an 8 out of 10. Saliba and Gabriel, I both gave 7s. I thought it was solid enough. You know, Tottenham, as I said in the first half, especially from set pieces, caused Arsenal problems. Usually Saliba and Gabriel or Declan Rice or Kai Havertz does, you know, gets their heads to it and gets rid of those set pieces. But Tottenham could easily have scored at least one, maybe two from those set pieces, especially with Romero's headers. So, but I thought both of them were solid enough. They were comfortable enough, as I said, apart from a couple of those errors. So I gave them both a 7, and Tomiyasu I gave a 7. I thought Kulusevski caused him some problems early on, Tomiyasu, but he settled into the game pretty well. He could have done better with a header, actually. He had a good chance early in the second half, which would have made it 4-0. Diving header that he put over, if he'd have found the corner, I'm not sure Vicario could have got there. So that was a decent chance for him. So Tomiyasu gets a 7. In midfield, Thomas Partey, I thought he grew into the game as well, gave him 7 out of 10. I mean, Arsenal always looked at their best when Thomas managed to get on the ball and play the ball through the press and get them going forward, especially in that first half. So I gave him a 7 out of 10. Declan Rice, superb corner for Havertz's goal. You know, that sort of set-piece delivery we've seen from Declan Rice in the last second half of the season, especially. He didn't stop running. Looked calm early on, I thought, when others were nervy around him, but obviously gave away the penalty when he just didn't see Davies coming. I gave him a 7 out of 10. Odegaard just didn't get on the ball anywhere near as much as usual, I didn't think. But when he did get on the ball, I thought he did look threatening. A couple of lovely touches, as always. He worked his socks off. He went off sort of just after Spurs had made it 3-2. He went off for Kivior when Arteta looked to sort of shore things up late on. And he saw as he was walking around the pitch, he looked absolutely exhausted, Martin Odegaard. So I gave him a 7 out of 10. Let's move on to the forwards now. Bukayo Saka, brilliant touch and finish for the second goal, as I said, lovely. And he did cause Spurs a lot of problems all afternoon. Saka, I thought he stretched the game, thought he won a lot of free kicks well. He got booted around as he always does. I thought he played well, excellent performance from Saka. Gave him 8 out of 10. Kai Havertz, my man of the match, scored again, set up a goal again. Just thought he led the line really, really well. We won the last 20 minutes, especially. Again, he won a lot of free kicks, held the ball up, took it down into the corners, won free kicks, eased the pressure on his team. It was just a top, top performance for a player who is just, you know, he's just at the crucial stage of the season. He's coming up really big time and time again for Arsenal, and he deserves a huge amount of credit for that. And then, so I gave him man of the match, 9 out of 10. Leandro Trossard, I gave a 6. I just thought he wasn't up to the pace of the game, Trossard. You know, from early on, he was getting caught in possession a little bit, taking a little bit too much time when he was on the ball. Just never thought he got the pace of the game, Trossard. He went off in the second half for Martinelli. I wasn't surprised that I gave him a 6 out of 10. It wasn't the best of performances from Trossard. Only 2 subs from Arteta. As I said, Martinelli came on for Trossard. Had Martinelli been in a little bit of better form at the moment, certainly in the final third when it comes to his end product, I think he could have got something in that second half. Martinelli, there was a couple of good moments that he didn't quite take advantage of. I just think he's a player who clearly struggling a little bit for form. And who else came on? Kivior came on, as I said, for Odegaard, right in those final stages. And that was it, just the two subs from Arteta. And that's it, 3-2. Just another North London derby win, a second successive win in the league at Spurs for Arsenal. I think it's 36 years. It's something, I learned this stat before the game. It's something Arsene Wenger never did in his time at Arsenal, was win back-to-back league games at Spurs, which I was really, really surprised about. I think it was the first time in about 36 years Arsenal have done it, which shows the scale of the achievement, I suppose. It's just very, very hard to win at Spurs back-to-back if you're Arsenal in this sort of North London derby-type atmosphere. But they've done it. They're back on top of the league by 4 points, and we wait and see what happens at the Nottingham Forest game, which is kicking off, as I said, as we speak. But it's all over here at Spurs. Arsenal have done the job they needed to do. It's finished Tottenham 2, Arsenal 3. Thanks for watching. Be back tomorrow. Oh, and also, if you want to be involved in tomorrow's show, which will be far more in-depth, obviously, reacting to today's events, get in touch in the comments below in terms of what you liked from the performance, what you didn't like from the performance. Let me know in the comments below, and I'll put them all together as usual and get them included in tomorrow's show. All right, thanks for watching, everyone. Thanks for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.